You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. We're live from Whataburger, 12465 El Dorado Parkway, and we got a whole bunch of stuff happening, all right? Let me try to reset, and then we're going to get into our Kobe Bryant conversation that I think is going to be very divisive. Seraphims has brought flowers. They brought them up for the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and for our thank you very much and for our wives, and one for Lucy. Whataburger has just made me my own custom burger.
Look at them.
Because they didn't say because I'm a crybaby.
That's true, though.
You could feel it.
Yeah.
And then also, we talk a lot about our card shops that we love. I want to shout out to one of them's here right now. Sports Collectors Hub in Allen, because we're in Frisco. They're in Allen off of 75. Those are the people that run the Dallas Card Show. We talk about every single year. That is a huge help for Peace-A-Thon. Another huge help for Peace-A-Thon is RJ Dukes in McKinney.
He's been awesome.
They have brought us two boxes, and I know their social media czar, Destiny, we'll get upset if we don't do this right. So, Corey.
Did you call her a czar?
Yeah, she's. If you've been at the shop, she's the czar of the shop. All right, Corey, you have two options here, and then you can give away Whataburger. Do you want the WWE box, or do you want the Topps Baseball Inception box?
Is that the American Nightwear Cody Rhodes right there? That is amazing.
You're taking the baseball
box. Okay, all right.
I just can't. I can't handle. Oh, yeah. I can't handle.
Dude,
Corey,
this Inception looks amazing.
The wrestling box. I'm sure you think I made the right decision, Alec, because we can't trust Corey with this wrestling box.
No, not at all. You know, sometimes it feels like Reggie's back walking around the hallways with some of the names he creates.
When he's going, oh, you mean wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling. Awesome wrestling. Hey, this Inception card, it says one relic in every card.
Yes.
Is that like hair from Thomas Jefferson?
No, not
that. That was awesome.
It's more likely a jersey or piece of bat or glove.
Hair's pretty cool, though.
That is a great point.
Just saying.
Also,
I'm doing this right now.
Corey, are you going to do your Whataburger giveaway?
I'm going to do one of the first. We have two Whataburger for a year gift giveaways.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the first one. I'm going to ask this question, and the person that raises their hand and thinks they know the answer.
So you say raises your hand, because I don't want to start a fight.
I'll look around.
Like
I'll figure
that.
It out here.
All right. No,
can't
no,
raise
no,
your
no,
hand
no.
yet. I haven't even asked the question yet.
Once the question is completed.
And they can come over here, and I'm going to let them answer it on air. And they can either look really foolish or like geniuses. So that's about to happen right
Alec,
now.
I am nervous.
Okay, here we go,
about
Kevin.
About some sort of pandemonium breaking out here.
Raise your hand if you think you know the answer.
Okay.
Until the 1960s. What liquid was used to fill the center of golf balls in order to reduce their spin? We have one hand raised right now. All right, come on over here. Come on, let's check this one out real quick.
I have no idea what the answer to this. Alec, do you know the answer to this?
I do not.
Here are the options.
Don't give him an option.
No options.
He knows.
All right. Until
the
1960s, what liquid was used to fill the center of the golf? I didn't know this. To reduce their spin.
Honey
is the answer, Kevin.
Shut up! What?
Golf balls used to have honey inside of the middle of it. in order to reduce the spin.
Okay, I'm a clap for that, too.
That is awesome right there. Congratulations. Whataburger for life. A year.
Oh, man.
A year.
Hey,
but
Travis,
life is awesome, too.
We need you to come back.
Life is awesome as well. Here you go. All the stuff inside goes along with it, plus Whataburger for a year right there, man. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Awesome. That is amazing.
I'm not going to lie. I thought you had smuggled alcohol into here because I was like, that's a drunk person answer. That is unbelievable.
That's wild.
All right.
And I got another question here at the end of the – it's coming up in the next hour. We'll get
in
another one of those.
Do you want to do it in this hour?
We'll do it in this hour. In this hour.
All right. So I've got my wrestling pack, and essentially the Breaker's Delight boils down everything that you would do in a hobby box just to one pack. So, like, if you're not a big fan of base cards or whatever, this is probably the one for you. All right. We've got a Refractor of Berto. Oh, we got a blue one.
Did you say Umberto?
No, just Berto.
Okay.
Oh, Oro Mensa.
A bear's toe.
That is a blue number to 99. I'm saying it like this because Alex is going to want some of these. Nikki Cross, ooh, has a Wyatt 6 right there, kind of an X-Fractor. Lime green, it's legend. Mankind, number out of 75.
Dude, is the sock hand on there?
Yes, the sock hand is on there. Ooh, we got a black.
Mr. Hand?
Oh, my gosh, I'm nervous. Corey.
Dude, I've never seen you do this before.
I have a black parallel number to 2.
I don't know what that means.
That means there's only 2 of these in the world.
Okay.
Alec, are you nervous?
And it means
for
it
me?
Has black on the trim and it's
yes.
like another one.
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right. Ooh, Zelina Vega.
Oh,
black
wow.
Barrel
I love her.
Number
She's great.
2.
That's awesome.
All right. I'm going to have to fight with Alec over that one. I get the distinct
like
feeling.
Punches or chairs or something
chops?
Like which one are we doing here?
Oh, yeah. I guess wrestling, that does kind of make sense.
I'm a good chopper. I'm good at that.
All right, we got another parallel number, Tank Ledger, 275.
Oh,
Alex. Okay, Alec, here's going to be our deal. We just pulled a Dominic Mysterio autograph. Should I assume you would like that card?
Yeah, I think that would be a safe bet there.
Okay.
I've swung and missed on him a few times.
There's no Liv Morgan on there, but it is Dom.
I bet we can set that up. We've got another autograph, NXT. Oh, Oro Mensa again. This is the Oro Mensa box happening for NXT. That's autograph number 2. Oh, I found another one that you're going to want.
Oh, no.
It's a Paradigm. Damian Priest, number to 125.
2 dimes.
Woo! I've got a WrestleMania
That's
Bianca
right,
Belair.
Mm-hmm.
Joaquin Wilde, and then to finish it up, I think another 75. Oh, that was the Mankind from before. I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I apologize about messing up the very end of that.
Those are cool, dude.
All right, Alec, I have at least 2 cards here that I know you're going to want, and I bet we can facilitate that.
I am intrigued.
Oh, wow. Oh. I like what we were just told, too.
All right, so can we open yours in just a minute?
You tell me when,
okay.
Bro. You tell me when. I'll make sure my fingers are clean.
All right. So Shaquille O'Neal threw this out there, and I put a disproportionate amount of thought into this.
All right.
And you know what I decided at the end? People are going to get mad at me either way. Do you think that Kobe Bryant is a top 10 NBA player of all time? Because I feel like it's really easy to be like, oh, yeah, he's top 10.
Okay.
And then you look into it and you're like, holy crap, there's a lot of great basketball players of all time. So Bleacher Report put out their list and they have Kobe at number 11. And Shaq stepped out and he did not particularly agree with this list. More specifically, he was like, yeah, no, you're going to have to replace somebody because Kobe at number 11 is criminal. So I started thinking about this and going through the list. And I want to get y'all's thoughts about if you think Kobe Bryant is a top 10 player of all time. Because I know there's some people who think he's like the second best player of all time. Here's my list. Jordan's number 1. Kareem is 2.
Mm.
Hold on.
Really?
LeBron is 3. Although, look at the note I put in there. I go back and forth on 2 and 3.
But yeah, well, I'm go back and forth on 1 and 2 is what I'll say.
Oh, so I have LeBron at 3. Bill Russell at 4, Magic Johnson at 5, Wilt Chamberlain at 6, and then Larry Bird at 7. Now, I feel pretty convicted that these are the top 7 NBA players of all time. Now, if you have them in a different order, like, I would listen to some of those discussions. But I feel pretty good about having that as the top seven. From there, it gets a little trickier to me. I will tell you what I've got, and then everyone can get mad. I've got Tim Duncan at 8. I've got Shaq at 9. And then for me, it's a discussion between 3 players at number 10. Can you go ahead, Alec, and give me cut number 8, please?
It's Curry off the screen. Fakes. Fires. Stop it!
I think Steph Curry's in the mix. I'm going to go to cut number 9, and I think the Dream is in the mix as well.
Deflected by Hopper. Olajuwon with a spectacular move. Hakeem Olajuwon showing the spin, and the Rockets extend to a 14-point lead.
And then, of course, Kobe Bryant. So, Kobe Bryant, Hakeem, and Steph are my thoughts.
It's interesting. That is the trio at 10, 11, 12 on their list as well.
Ooh, that means so they're they all, have somebody higher than
they're all. Yeah, I can't remember who they have in it. But yeah, that's interesting that they have you have that trio for number 10, and they're all right there
okay,
in that
and
area.
See, and okay, that's okay. I like this list a lot better. I thought number 7 said Durant, and I was going to be furious about that. All right, so I want to get y'all's take, Alec, Corey, because it's easy to say that, like, Kobe is one of the greatest players of all time. I think everyone would agree on that. But then when you start saying top 10, all right, who's out?
Yeah.
And so that's where I struggle with.
I can't believe you don't have Dirk in there.
Okay.
This seems pretty ridiculous. It's Dirk and friggin' Nowitzki, dude.
Fine. You know what? You want me to make it even worse? Dirk was not in my consideration for top 10. Yeah! That's right!
881-1053. Let him know.
He's in the top 20. But he's not top 10.
Is he even number 1 in your heart?
I'm sorry. He is number 1 in my heart until Cooper Flagg came
Alec,
along.
Alec, do you believe him?
I really don't at this point.
I said until Cooper Flagg came along. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So I'm going to go Jordan, Kareem, LeBron, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird. Those are my top 7. I feel convicted that those 7 are the top 7, even if you switch up the order. Then I go Duncan, Shaq, and then I run into the issue with Kobe, Hakeem, Steph. Make no mistake about it. I know people are like, Hakeem won because Jordan was out. At least one of those Rockets teams, I firmly believe, was going to beat the Bulls. And then Steph revolutionized the way the game is played right now, is in large part because of Steph Curry. And then, of course, I want to take away nothing from Kobe Bryant. The thing I wonder about Kobe sometimes is his cultural impact feels like it was bigger than most anybody on this list. Not all of them, but most of the players. And I think sometimes he gets a tiny bit overrated or inflated on the list because of that.
Jordan, his cultural impact was far more than Kobe's.
Agreed.
And far more than everybody else.
Agreed.
Maybe LeBron? Does LeBron have a cultural impact on things, or is he just star?
No, LeBron definitely has a cultural impact. Those might be the two. And then it's tough for me to say, like, the cultural impact of Kareem, just because, like, I'm aware of, like, Airplane and all the different things, but I didn't live through that personally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, and think about it, the other things Kobe touched, you know, the dude has
He has an Oscar.
Every single basketball player in this generation right now is like, they always refer to mama mentality. Like, that's the, when you say culture, you're not just talking about the fans, you're talking about the players in the league that have that type of respect for him, because most of them didn't see Jordan. You know, like, they're looking at it going, I don't remember watching him, I remember watching Kobe growing up. But is Kobe Bryant an individual iconic player on his own? Because we have that conversation about every single thing he did was just like Michael Jordan. You have shots that look the same. The way he spoke to the media, the majority of his career, I think after his career he opened up a little more, but the majority of his career he was the same way. And do you have a Kobe Bryant? Again, nothing against him, but do you have one without Michael Jordan? Did he exist? Did that player turn into what he was without Michael Jordan being the example to go follow?
You know, I have honestly never really thought about that. So that is, that's really interesting to me.
Because he picked at people's brains and thought that way.
Yeah.
And he would treat people a certain way because he saw Michael do it. And and he knew that that was a work, that thing worked. I know that, that what he did worked, and I'm going to try and do it the exact same way. And hey, if you're going to do...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And you can become just like the dude, go ahead.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying maybe that does knock him down a little bit for me on this list.
You know what I learned? And
I might put Hakeem in front of Steph also.
Oh, okay.
And so make him number 10.
One of the things I learned at the Dallas Card Show is I was having a discussion with a vendor from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Because they like really wanted to know our thoughts, and we broke it down. I found that Kobe Bryant has probably a more passionate fan base, or like passionate group of people who care about him, because there's probably some who do not like him, than probably anybody else. So like these are all in consecutive order. From the 469, I'd put Kobe number 3 at worst. From the 903, Black Mamba, easy top 10. From the 214, Kobe couldn't win without a big. 11 is too high. And then there's another person who said era bias has him too high. Kobe is put that high by one generation. And then another person says having Wilt Chamberlain over Kobe is crazy. Like, I don't view it that way whatsoever, but that is one of the fun things about the list. And so to Shaq's point, I don't think Kobe being at 11 is criminal, because I'm not taking out any of the top 7. I'm not taking out Tim Duncan. And so then it becomes a matter of, do you think Kobe is better than Shaq, Hakeem, and Steph?
If Shaq's willing to give up his spot for Kobe,
sure,
then let's
actually
do it.
You know what? That is a great point. And so if you think Kobe's better than Shaq, Hakeem, and Steph, I'm fine with that. I don't think that's a crazy discussion or argument to have. And then the other thing that's going to work in Kobe's factor, and this is going to sound weird to say, and I hope it makes sense to everyone, is he does now have the, unfortunately, kind of the James Dean vibe to him because he was taken away at such a young age. I know he had finished playing, but that's going to add to his mythical status like he did with James Dean and Nirvana, and like you could probably list a whole lot of other people.
Yeah, that makes a lot. You're dead on with that, man.
All right. Anything else you want to squabble about on the list or...
Or just in life in general?
I mean, we might do that in the break.
We can argue about which Whataburger burger is the best.
Man.
Like, I'm going to win because I'm just going to say the one in my mouth.
We'll see about that because they custom made my double cheeseburger with bacon and barbecue sauce.
Look at you, dude.
So we're going to see.
Custom Kevin. That's what they call him.
You know what? That's why I feel like such a pain at places like this because I'm just like, yes, can I get this one delicious thing you have but without those things? That's why I love.
Because it makes it even more delicious to me.
That's why I love that honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. It comes just how I want it. That's why I love the breakfast on a bun. I don't have to be a pain to the cashier. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to open up another box of cards as part of the Expressway. Also, after the first half of the season, who can the Rangers not do without? And this time, I promise, we really will do AM on the FM. All of it next, live from Whataburger in Frisco on 105.3 The Fan.
The pitch to Semien, swung on, and a drive hit to left field. Chases the left fielder back to the wall. It is history. Semien just clears that 19-foot-high wall. He's homered for the second straight day and for the 12th time this year. Make it 5-1, Rangers.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 Eldorado Parkway. If this is easier for you, it's off of Eldorado and Coit. And it's been really cool to see how many people have been here. Also cool to see some people from our Buffalo Wild Wings crew showing up here.
The Whataburger crew from now on.
Okay, I like it.
I like that.
You know, it makes a lot of sense for Whataburger to have us out every Friday.
I'll go anywhere Whataburger wants me to go.
I bet you will. I bet you will. All right, so I'm going to try to accomplish a couple of things in this segment. We're going to get to AM on the FM in just a minute. But also, Corey has a box of Inception baseball cards, courtesy of RJ Dukes in McKinney. Now, Corey, why did you get this box as opposed to the wrestling box?
You would not let me have the wrestling box because I said, is that the American Nightwear? And you got mad at me and said I couldn't have the wrestling box.
That's a fair way to put it. Alec, would you say another way to put it is because you knew that Corey the Troll would be in overdrive on that box?
Yeah, he would be, and I probably wouldn't be able to identify like a single superstar that he pulled based on the names he would read.
The worst one is when he said Rock Hot Steve Boston, and I almost lost it one night.
Him and the Pebble had a great match.
Okay, shut up. Shut up! I hate you right now. All right, so what we're going to do... While you're opening this, this is from the mind of Corey Majors.
Oh, no.
So you know it's either going to make you mad or be a really great question. After the first half of the season, who can the Rangers not do without?
Okay. All right. All right. Who can the Rangers not do without?
So, and somebody just yelled out Jacob DeGrom, the lone all-star selection for the Rangers. And I get that, and it's hard to disagree with that. I'm going to present a different option, though. But first... We will go to Corey to see if he has good luck.
Dude, home run derby participant, junior camp at Caminero.
He was a finalist.
Yeah, right there. That's one. Ooh, these are thick cards.
Yes.
Jazz Chisholm, he was in it last night, too. He only hit 3 home runs, I do believe.
Do you think this could be the all home run derby box?
I got a rookie card here, Kevin. It's Jason Dominguez from the Yankees.
Oh, that's a good one. Was that numbered?
I also have no, I don't see any numbers on it. Now here's a numbered one. Heston Kjerstad of the Baltimore Orioles, his rookie card had gotten rocking there. Oh, my gosh.
Man, Mike's about to get to this Whataburger and Frisco faster than anything you've ever seen.
Numbered to 299 and autographed, Evan Carter.
Series champion. Did you guys hear that audible yell out of here?
World Series champion Evan Carter right there. None of the other cards matter after this, right? Is that how it works? Wow, that's awesome right there. Kodai Senga from the New York Mets.
Man, yeah.
And then Ben Brown, rookie card from the Cubs.
Well, see, I was going to say I'm disappointed it wasn't all home run derby, but I guess we really put that to bed.
We hit a home run with this one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Now, what I would recommend, Corey, is if you get a call from Mike Bassick in the next 25 minutes, just silence it.
Hang it up.
Yeah, because he's going to be like, Corey, what can I do to get that card from you? All right, so
that he calls us every day anyway.
That is true. I talked to him on the way to the Whataburger today. So it's interesting because, obviously, Evan Carter, a part of this team that we still hope the Rangers can turn it around. But allow me, if you will, a couple of moments of your time to present my case for one Marcus Semien.
Oh, I like this.
I am going to argue, after the first half of the season, the Rangers cannot do without Marcus Semien. We're gonna split this season up into two different components. When Marcus Semien was really bad and when he's been really good. The line of delineation is June 1st. It is astonishing how well that lines up.
Has he been three really as good yet, or is he just really, really?
I think it's just two.
Just two reallys. Okay.
And so that gives you optimism potentially
That's
for
good.
The future. Yeah, just two. All right, so consider this. First 58 games of the season. 58 games. Marcus Semien had four home runs and 21 RBIs. That is dreadful.
Yeah.
Last 38 games, though, eight home runs and 28 RBIs. Just to put that in perspective, if you push that out for the entire season, that would have him on pace for 34 home runs and 118 RBIs. Now, okay. I realize because of the poor start, you're not going to get there. But my point is that he has been on a tear. Let's take a further look at this. In the first 58 games of the year, Marcus Semien had four multi-hit games. Yikes. In the last 38, he's had 11 multi-hit games. So there's no doubt he is heated up. In the last 38 games, he has a .301 batting average and a .909 OPS. And you might be like, that sounds great, Kevin. That's one individual player. So let's talk about that part. My contention is that Marcus Semien is the key to this offense. Consider this. First 58 games of the season. You know how many runs the Rangers scored? I know it feels like the answer is four. But the answer is 196.
Okay.
So think about these numbers. First 58 games, 196 runs. Last 38 games, 197 runs. So in 20 fewer games, they have scored one more run. And those games coincide exactly with the offensive takeoff from Marcus Semien. First 58 games, they averaged 3.38 runs per game. That's never going to get you anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Last 38 games, they have averaged 5.18 runs per game. Now, that can get you somewhere. You still hope that it's higher. Thank you to the one person who clapped at that.
I felt like clapping.
Yeah, yeah, we're really, okay,
more clapping.
That's good. See, that's nice.
Let's go.
And so,
sorry.
Man, may, you know what? You should tell Mike if he's in the area. If he does an impromptu, Mike likes it, then you give him the Evan Carter card.
Yeah,
I
come
bet
on by right
would
now.
Freaking love that.
Come on by, Mike.
But my point is, when Marcus Semien has taken off, this Rangers team has scored 1.8 more runs per game. Now, I know you need the bullpen to tighten up, and I have some thoughts about that, that maybe are for today, maybe are for tomorrow. I'm going to make the argument that Marcus Semien is the Ranger you cannot do without.
Kevin, I think you, man, you laid out that plan perfectly. The and we've seen it. We've said this for a while now. I think at the beginning of the season, I said the way the Rangers go as the way as Marcus Semien goes.
Yes.
Whenever he was good, his first year here, we won a World Series. Last year, he did not have his best year, and we all were kind of like, oh, what's going on here? During the playoff run, how much easier would have been if he was on fire?
Yeah.
You know, like we were lucky we had Adolis and Corey Seager in that run because Marcus was struggling still to try and get that thing rolling. And they were able to get through it, though. But then, you know, World Series game, he hits a home run, and we're all celebrating with him.
Yes.
I think Marcus Semien's dead on, man, because he's like the crank for this team. Can I say that?
I think so, depending on what you say next.
He's a gear.
Depending on what you say now.
He's a gear, but he's the strongest gear. He's the one that it works all the time. You kind of take it for granted a lot of the times, and then you look over and you're like, man, what would we do without it?
Yes.
And so I think that's where I look at Semien. I got Adolis as my guy. And that's because you look at his numbers right now. Kevin, I mean, he had a 1.471 OPS to start the season, but he only had 14 at-bats at that time.
Oh, okay, so was that in March? Okay.
Yeah.
And
right now, so look at this. April, he goes from 558, 770, or 728 in June for his OPS, and then 812 in July so far.
Okay.
He is he is hitting a 491 slugging, which we talk about 450 is a good slugging percentage. And if you're at 491, if you're at 500, you're excellent area right there. And that's where he is at 490 right now in July. And so you kind of add up all of his numbers. He had three home runs in May, three home runs in June, three home runs already in July. I think he's going to top his home run numbers by the end of this month for sure. And because you look at the RBIs that he had, they go up whenever runners are on, Kevin. Whenever you get some runners on for him.
Finally, knows we need that with this team.
And he's starting to find his timing. That when he hit that high fastball for a home run the other day against Houston, that's Adolis finally catching up with his hands.
Yeah.
And so, and I think that whenever you have that spark, the energy, the excitement that he plays with, it's been lacking in that clubhouse. When you have that available because he's hitting well, you know, he's emotional. So he's going to be down when he's not hitting well. But when he is hitting well, this team lights up.
Now, quick question, Alec, before we get to your answer. Which one of these texts do you like better? Because they're both amazing. From the 817, just saw Mike sprint out the front door of the HEB, pushing everybody out of the way.
He's trying to get this car, isn't he?
Or from the 214, here's Corey. My favorite wrestler is Andre the Really Large Dude.
He is. He is large. Or he was. He's no longer with us.
All right, Alec, which one of those texts do you like better? And then
he was gigantic.
What? Yes, he is. What is your answer to our Rangers query?
I really like the Mike text, but we all know HEB is too far out of his way.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Not super believable.
Mike has a smaller driving radius than anybody you've ever met.
And it's actually impressive.
He lives in Dallas. And when we were talking about going to Richardson, he's like, oh, my God, we might as well go to Oklahoma. And I'm like, what? That's not that far away.
Yeah, Mike math never really mathed very well. But I would say Joshua H. Smith is who I would go with, because we've seen him get dinged up a little bit, some of those soft tissue injuries and whatnot. When he's not really exactly feeling like himself, then you're not getting the offensive production that you typically want to see. He's really good defensively as well, very sound player all around. And we've talked about him numerous times this season, just how steadfast he's been for this team. And, you know, it's kind of an indictment on the rest of the team and the rest of the offense, how they've been performing, that you could claim him as the team's MVP outside of pitching. But I do think that if he's not playing at this consistent of a level, or if he's just simply not available, you know, hopefully that he stays healthy down the stretch, then you're not going to get the same offense, which the offense already isn't that good as is. If I'm missing him, I am feeling very, very bad about the playoff chances for this team.
From the 469, they agree with you. They're also going to go Josh Smith. From the 817, Wyatt Langford is a must. You know what? I think we're actually going to talk about Wyatt Langford a little bit more in depth tomorrow, because I have an intriguing question for you guys as we head into the trade deadline. From the 210, it used to be Josh Jung, but he's cursed. Like, that's one of the things. And we talked about it yesterday. It's only been a week, but you really hope that Josh Jung can find, you know, his swing, and maybe his confidence, I guess, is probably more important than any of that while he's down in the minors.
Yeah, I mean, I think him and Adolis' energy together is important to this team, because,
for sure,
again, nobody's out there front and forefront faster than Josh Jung. He's what I used to say Elvis was. He's the first one over the rail when you hit your home run. And he's there to celebrate it with you. But whenever he's not playing well, he has that same, like, well, I don't know if I can be a leader because I'm not playing well right now. He wasn't seeing the baseball. I still don't think he's seeing it until he gets his timing down. Boach has a decision, and that decision is to not get him up here yet.
Can I ask you guys one more quick baseball question, please?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No.
Okay,
yes.
Alec.
Yes, you can.
I wanted to see if this bothered you at all. Morning News put a story out about it, and I know that Kip Fagg and the team said all the right things, but you look at the draft that the Rangers just had. Mason McConaughey from Nebraska, Ben Abelt from TCU, both missed most of the 2025 season because of a elbow injury, and then Julius Sanchez from Illinois. He got drafted in the eighth round. He also has had issues, and all three of those guys will start their time with the Rangers in rehab.
Okay.
Does it bother you at all to see those type of players picked up, or do you think, kind of like Mike used to say, it almost feels inevitable that so many of these players will eventually get Tommy John, so maybe you knocked it out early?
I think that is, like, that's a realization you came up with whenever we were on Knights, yeah. And you were suggesting everybody at the age of 16 to get their UCLs fixed.
Hey, that's before I knew Tommy John didn't last forever. I really thought once you got it, you were good to go.
Forever.
And I was like, yeah, knock out one of these high school seasons.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me because, you know, around this time of season, Kevin, everybody's playing with something, right? Right? Isn't that what you... No, they've
Did you say this time of season or this time of
year? This time of year. This time of season.
Okay.
They're all playing with something. I think these guys are going to recover pretty quickly, get through it, get ready for their spring training next year. Next year is whenever I'm most important to me. Where will they stand on things? And can they get going pretty quickly? Can they catch up fast?
I think you're going to like the topic.
Speaking of catch up
tomorrow,
I got both options of catch up here from Whataburger. I got the fancy catch up and the spicy catch up. Always available at Whataburger for you.
Did you know there are giant bottles of that ketchup in the Whataburger box?
You want to give away the second one?
All right.
Are you ready for it now, or you want me to wait till the C block?
Alec, we're going to let you decide because it's time for AM on the FM. Is that going to happen now or in 30 seconds? And, Alec, I think Corey might be about to drink some ketchup. I'm not really sure.
I got fries
sure.
right here. I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
You dipped the fries in the ketchup.
Your fries were behind your computer, and you were looking around like nobody was watching, even though there's all these people in front of us. And you look like you were about to chug that ketchup.
I would.
Alec, do you think we should give away the other Whataburger now or at the start of C block?
Go ahead and do it now.
Okay, here we go. Here's the question. If you would like to answer, come up to the front, and we'll turn this microphone on for you.
But remember, raise your hand so we don't have...
Yeah, raise your hand like we're in elementary school. Bill Murray is co-owner of the Charleston River Dogs, a minor league baseball team. What is his title? A, ambassador of balls. B, director of fun, C, secretary of secretarying, or D, assistant manager?
Gentlemen in the green checkered shirt.
All right, green checkered shirt. If you have the correct answer, ambassador of balls, director of fun, secretary of secretarying, or assistant manager, talk right into that microphone up there.
If you're wrong, though, we kick you out of the Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Here, move your microphone down.
Oh, here we go. It goes the other way. Yep, we'll turn them on. There we are.
Oh.
What's your name, sir?
Tom McAndrew.
That is Tom McAndrew. He's here hanging out at Whataburger today. What's your answer?
Director of fun.
Director of fun is the answer. Oh! A year goes to Tom. Congratulations, man. Nice work. I didn't know that either. That's awesome. Congratulations. Look. The box right down there. And we'll take care of you sir.
We'll probably take the headset back.
I appreciate
it. But at least I could wrap my brain around that answer better than Honey was in the golf ball. That's going to be stuck in my head at least for the rest of the week.
Well, there we did it.
All right. You know what? This is a great day because you get to hear this twice. Now, if he wants, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, this guy might be rich now, but don't ask him for anything. We're going to get to some sound from the NBA that was brutally honest, and I really respect it. We're going to get to that.
Sorry, Alec. By the way, for folks who are thinking about coming out to the Whataburger, I know we gave away the Whataburger for a year, but still have an opportunity to get your trading card made of you in the magnetic case, and you got us. Sorry, Alec. Back to you.
We're going to go to the National Day calendar to start things off in just a moment for the question of the day, but we do have breaking NFL news.
Uh-oh.
That I'm sure is going to make a certain lineman in Dallas named Smith, not Mozzie, Tyler Smith, happy for what could be going down for him in the near future. The Chiefs and Pro Bowl guard Trey Smith are close to finalizing a four-year extension that will make him the highest paid guard in NFL history, according to Jordan Schultz. So a big offensive lineman contract. Don't see numbers on it yet, but he will be the highest paid in NFL history. And we talked about it yesterday, I do believe.
Yeah.
Talk about the Chiefs offensive line, and it's not what it used to be because you always think of the tackles. Well, their interior offensive line is very, very good. And Trey Smith is going to be paid as so. So there you go. The Chiefs get a big deal done.
Do you think we should just go ahead and give Tyler Smith the number one, just like Micah, and just really blow it out?
That would be kind of crazy, and it would be headline worthy. So would it really be that crazy?
Okay.
I don't think it would be.
I would love it. Heading out there next week, and that happens, and we're just like, what is happening right now? I'm in.
I hope y'all get to break the news of that contract being done, because simply I'm just ready to stop predicting. You know, I went on a Kansas City radio yesterday, and I got asked for like the 15th time. So, Micah, Cowboys, what happened? You know, what's happening? I'm like, same old thing that I told you like 3 months ago. You know, like there's still nothing going on, and I'm sick of it. So we will get to the question of the day right now. Gentlemen, according to the National Day calendar, it's a great day to be at Whataburger, but it's also a great day to eat candy because it is National Gummy Worm Day. So, I'm going to ask you guys in the Tolos, of course, what is the best candy of all time? Your favorite candy? 877-881-1053, because I will say, in the same vein as the gummy worm, the gummy bear, the Haribo gummy bear, to be specific, is my favorite of all time. It will always be the same. I'm not as much of a candy guy or a sweets guy as I used to be, but I will always fall for a bag of Haribo gummy bears.
Yes. Gummy bears are awesome. Lucy loves gummy bears, too. You know what her new favorite one is, Kevin?
What's that?
The Nerd Clusters.
Oh, Brandon,
those are really
those.
Good.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't resist either. She brings some of those over, and I'm just like, well, this is it for the day. So that nerd cluster's rock right now.
I just want to shout out like a candy that I feel like doesn't get enough respect. It's not my choice though, so I guess I don't respect
it. Bit O' Honey?
Either. No, not Bit O' Honey. Mm. Is the 100 grand? The 100 grand. Is a quality candy, and I just wanted to shout that out. But my all-time favorite candy is Butterfinger.
Oh, Butterfinger is so good.
Maybe it's because The Simpsons convinced me. Maybe it's because I still wish the little Butterfinger BBs would come back. I don't know if you guys
remember
Butterfinger
BBs
those.
Were great,
yes.
Dude.
Butterfinger is my number one all-time favorite
candy. How much
candy.
Did The Simpsons help out Butterfinger?
Look. Oh, my gosh.
Don't lay a finger
ton.
On my Butterfinger.
A ton.
That definitely was one of them. It's always been the Milky Way, though. That's the one that that I've always been able to rock with. Give me some Milky Way. The Butterfinger, I think they do it here, too, at Whataburger. You can throw it into the shake, the Butterfinger shake.
Oh.
That's always a number one for me is
what,
throw
what
some Butterfinger.
What is the Milky Way composed of?
Nougat.
From a candy perspective.
Nougat, which we don't know exactly what that's made of or what it is.
You don't want to know.
Chocolate. And the candy superior to chocolate, caramel. Because caramel is number one, chocolate is number two. Yeah,
take yeah. right there.
And then nougat is somewhere on there because, again, we still haven't quite figured out what nougat is.
Yeah. Do you kind of wish, Alec, do you kind of wish they were called the Denver Nougats instead of the Denver Nuggets?
You know, Kevin, no, I don't.
I promise I'm not high or anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's questionable.
I just can't acknowledge any of your bits, and I'm going to act like they don't happen, and then maybe you'll forget that they happened too. We're going to go to the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, where they're giving serious answers to this question. Your favorite candy for National Gummy Worm Day, we have from the 469, the Mr. Good Bar. From the 214.
Oh, I do like that.
We have Baby Ruth. I'm seeing some agreeing here with the Haribo gummy bears. I see Snickers from the 682 or the Take 5.
Oh, the Take 5 is quality. I don't know if that's a newer candy. It feels like it's newer, but the Take 5 is solid.
See, this is intriguing. From the 214, I think I've seen this, but I haven't actually tried it. The Reese's Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Okay, getting somebody that said yes, they see it. I've seen that. Carter had one. My son Carter, he loved it. He said there was plenty of jelly in it too.
Okay,
sometimes they overpower it, you know. But he was like, it was the right amount of it. So that's perfect.
I'm not gonna lie, that feels like it might not be for me.
Cause you hate jelly?
No, I just.
What's your favorite jelly? Grape, strawberry, peach,
grape,
nectarine.
Grape is the only jelly.
Tomato.
What tomato jelly?
I don't know. It's a fruit. I feel like you can make a jelly out of all fruits. Yeah, ketchup. There you go. In your face.
I want you to go home now and call your ketchup whenever you get. Just go straight to the fridge and call it tomato jelly.
That's my tomato jelly.
Soundproof barrier right here. Really.
Tomato jelly. I like that.
I don't. That sounds awful. And I'm a big proponent of the ketchup. I just don't want to rename something that already works.
So you're telling me that if Whataburger was like, you know what, we've rebranded it tomato jelly, that you wouldn't be so excited?
It just doesn't sound good.
But it's Whataburger. So.
I know, but like, whatever everyone's like, a rose by any other name would smell just as sweet. If you called it like a stink weed, would you really think that?
It would not smell good.
Yeah.
You'd be like, nope, that's
I mean,
not
it might smell
to...
good, but not as good.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, no, that's disgusting.
I'm sorry, Alec. These are the things that I was just thinking about.
Stinkweed.
You guys reach corners of my brain that I didn't think could ever be tapped into with some of the like hypotheticals and ideas that you guys have for things that really I never would have thought of. So thanks for that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, appreciate the interaction on the fan text here, 877-881-1053. Your favorite candy for National Gummy Worm Day. Shout out to Ruben Portillo's Oklahoma City Thunder as they inked the deal with Jalen Williams, his rookie Supermax contract there. He gets $239 million fully guaranteed.
Whew.
Does J-Dub. But if you guys remember, his counterpart, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, won the NBA MVP this year, and he gifted his entire team Rolex watches. And he was on the broadcast call for one of the Thunder Summer League games, and they asked him, okay, big deal, you know, your teammate kind of gave some gifts whenever he got a big award. What's going to go on with you?
Shai got you guys watches when he won MVP.
I'm not getting anybody anything if that's what you think we're about to go to right now.
Straight up.
Golly.
My team, if you're watching this, I'll get you guys some shirts.
Shirts?
If I ever get a shoe. I'll send them their way. Watches are out of the question right now. My deal doesn't even kick in until next year. So.
That boy only got one scoop of guac.
Yeah, I'm good right now. We're being very frugal right now.
Okay, well, that's smart. Yeah. But it doesn't look like, I mean, the stuff probably is not cheap.
Is that Reggie Miller in the background? Go, sure.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so he says, don't expect the Rolexes. Don't expect anything fancy. I love how he just defaulted to some shirts. And in my mind, shirts. It's like those memes you see online where it's just like the worst graphic design you've ever seen in your life. It's like stick figures or something. It's like, you know, thanks for being good teammates or something. It's got like his face attached on a stick figure body. Like, that's what it is in my mind. It's just a total gag. And I'm like, yes, that I can get behind that. And I like how he even pointed out, hey, the extension doesn't kick in until next year.
That makes sense.
You know, but he was like, yeah, we're staying very frugal. Like, just because I got money, I'm not going to go around spending it. And he immediately said, hey, watches off the table. Not happening. And I respect that, because if I got $200-something million, you know, I would probably be the same way, where I'm like, look, don't ask me to pay the big tabs at the fancy restaurants and everything. You know, I'm still in my low 20s. I've got a life to think about. So I respect the honesty there from Jalen Williams.
By the way, Trey Smith, it looks like 4 years, $92 million.
That's a lot.
So that would be $23 million per year.
Why haven't we signed Tyler Smith to a contract already then? Why haven't we gotten this started?
Because he's not due tomorrow. And that seems to be the only time we sign people to contracts. But to your point, Alec, about Tyler Smith as a happy guy, you're right about that.
That's my time.
There you go. That's the AM on the FM right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do the C-Block starring Corey Majors?
Will UT's strategy win or fail, and the importance of fulfilling a delivery? Next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.